There's an interesting Medrash Rabbah, I believe, on Parashas Yisro, that says after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha, Shalom Asani Gai, I am no longer a Gentile. And the question is, like, what about the rest of Klai Yisrael? Why did the Jewish people also not make the bracha? Why is there something special about the Geiris of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we find that the Ramah brings down, the Taz discusses it. How could a guy make Shalom Asani Gai when it's someone who converts to Judaism, so you're a Ger? So how do you say Shalom Asani Gai? Based on the principle, Ger Shen is Gayer Kakatan Shanola Dami. Then when someone converts to Judaism, they're like a newborn baby. So if that's true, so why not? It's like we assume a Ger today makes Shalom Asani Gai, why wouldn't the rest of Klai Yisrael? So there's actually an interesting discussion regarding Matan Torah, whether the principle of Ger Shen is Gayer Kekatan Shanola Dami applies. There's a Mesha Chachma that says yes, that it does apply. I think Reb Breuer, at that point, when he saw it, maybe it was a new Sefer that just came out, or he just saw it. He's very against this Mesha Chokma. How could you say that we're not related to our Avos? Our whole Mesorah is based on that. That's the Mesha Chokma. Others assume that, no, we don't say it over here. It was a unique type of Geiris. So why don't we say it? What was unique about this Geiris as opposed to others? And we find, because the Bocha Mishbechosav, they're still crying, they're still related. They can't marry their relatives. If it's a Gershon, it's Gayer. So, why can't they? Oh, but then they were still related. So, what's the pshat? So, number one, it's a general chakir. What's pshat anyway in terms of Gershon, it's Gayer? Is it a metzias? That my previous existence, it's kind of like I was never a guy. I'm a totally new person. No, I'm still what I was before. But regarding Gabi Surindinim, maybe we'll apply the halacha. So let's see. So there's a... what was unique about the Geiris of Matan Torah? That, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Peiches, Kofen Alav Har Kegigas, they forced the Torah upon us. If you accept the Torah, good. If not, this will be your burial. So we see it was a... usually you have a Geiris, and a Geiris has to be Baratzon, it has to be Bedaito, but the Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai, that was Bikfia. So the effort, you can only say Ger Shediskaya Kakatan Shanola Dami if you have Ratzon. That's the whole das of a person is Ratzon. It doesn't make sense to say you could change someone's essence. You know, Tshuva Meira, it turns the maize into a shogeg, intentional into unintentional sins. But Tshuva Meava, that turns them even into me. It's a whole transformation. So it makes sense you need Ratzon for transformation. So the Astrava and others point out that who had this kfir? That was Klai Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he was above the mountain. He wasn't underneath. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a classic Gershon Iskayer. He wasn't related, so to say. He was able to do a complete regular Geiris. But however, for the rest of Klai Yisrael, they had a Geiris Bekfiyah in the forest, so it doesn't have all the same halachas. And that's why that's the Pshat in the Medrash. Only Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha, Shalom Asani Gai. And this explains also in Gemara, Chazal tell us that the halacha of Miriam getting Sarah, so if a Kohen has to be, it's not enough to have Sarah, have the leprosy. A Kohen, someone has to pronounce on you that they see it and they pronounce it. So Gemara says, so well, who did it? Well, couldn't have been Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's not a Kohen. And it couldn't have been Aaron, because he was a Karev. One of the halachas that you can't be a Karev, and you have to be a Kohen. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodo v'yatzma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself. The Kashi is, I think the Marsha is, what do you mean? Why did you say simply, Moshe v'Aaron are Kruvim? They're both Kruvim, and therefore that's why they couldn't. Why do you have to give different reasons? But based on this Yisod, the Ustra or others, no, that's the Pshat, because by Moshe, was Geosh and Iskaya, Kakatan, Shinoa, Dami, he was no longer as Miriam's sister, even in Metzias. So therefore, he was able to go ahead. Therefore, the Gemara had to come up to another reason. He wasn't a Kohen. I mean, with this, we also understand another halacha, the halacha of Pesach Sheni, when the Kaiser went to Moshe, Lama Nigara, what do you mean Lama Nigara? Why should be worse than you? You carried Aron Osho Yosef, you were the key, you actually took it out of the Nile River. How come you could bring the carbon and we can't? How come you're Tahar and we're not? So again, based on this Yisod, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Aman Torah, Gershon Iskaya, your cousin Shanoa, Dami, so not only he lost the Metzias of being Tummy, but for the rest of Klai Yisrael, it was a Geras B'Kfiyah, so it's not a Geras B'Metzias, it's only certain halakas, and there are other reasons the halakas of Tum is still applied, and therefore, that's the Shaila Lamin Nigara, why should Moshe be different? And they explain Moshe is different. So that's the Yisod of Geras by Matan Torah, and the Geras by Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did it by Ratzon, so you have all the classical halakas of Gershon Iskaya, Kekatan Shanoa Dami, he made Shalom Asani Gai, he was able to Matami Mace. The Gemara says he's a Lav Kohen, not a Karov. By the rest of Kai Yisrael, since it was a Mekfiyah, so it's the whole Kiddush of Geras, and therefore you have special halakas that applied that we learn out from the Gemara Creases by Har Sinai, are in all the same, you know, regarding a gear today.